quite clearly, Sadiq's role has been quite critical as the bloc closest to Zimbabwe, which Zimbabwe belongs to in terms of political affiliation and also in terms of economic activities and trade. So Sadiq's role has been very important, but particularly to political reforms in Zimbabwe as a guarantor to the global political agreement. I doubt that we would have gone this far without Sadiq's involved. So I think Zimbabwe still retains some level of respect for Sadiq, although certain elements in the inclusive government, particularly from the ZANU-PF side, have often seen Sadiq as a useless body that here and there you would see them in actions that do not actually respect the role of Sadiq itself in the political transition in Zimbabwe. But by and large, I think Sadiq's role and responsibilities as given to them by their own summits or by their own processes has been quite critical in ensuring that Zimbabwe remains on the course to reform.
Why is it that the pace of reform is so slow and there's already talk of a possible election next year?
Well, what we may also want to understand is that the Zimbabwe in question has also been massively relegated in the Sadiq politics because there are more intense and more severe crisis fought since the signing of the global political agreement itself. You would agree with me that Madagascar has been a hot spot. You would agree with me that the Democratic Republic of Congo has been a hot spot. You would agree with me that there have been problems in Swaziland.